last week. I enjoyed the service. I'm told that people at the back could see me swaying and patting my feet. But I was certainly with it, just sitting there, or standing there worshipping, I should say. They had a guest speaker, and they were talking about breakthrough. And for me, it was a breakthrough. A breakthrough from the old. You all know Jill. Do you remember Jill? Well, her... Jill Wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Jill. Lives across the road there. Anyway, I was greeted by her son, John, and he didn't know anything about what we'd been through. He hadn't been told at all. But anyway, he said, "Bruce, put it all behind you. Don't let it worry you." He also told me that he and Jill found that she was getting worse mentally, and therefore he and social services agreed that she should go into a home where she could have adequate care. And so she's in that home now. The interesting thing was that, as I thought was right, social services knew all about it from the beginning. So when someone wanted to report it to social services and said it hadn't been reported, they must have gone to another department of social services. I presume for abuse, there may be one section, I don't know. But so when we claimed that we thought they knew and it was a medical illness, then we were right. So I think Jonathan Wise, her son, was wise when he said to me, "Forget it, move forward." Yeah. And the sermon and service was all about breakthrough, and that's just what I had. So there we are. So we're going to start worshipping now, and the first one is, we want to see Jesus lifted high.
We want to see.
Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, we come to worship you, to acknowledge that you are the one true and only living God. We thank you for the way you answer our prayers. We thank you that you are always available for us. And we thank you that we can bring all the things that are on our mind and share them with you. Lord, we pray for peace throughout the world. We know that there is tension between two nations at this moment, but we ask, Lord, that you would intervene, that you would guide the people involved, that peace might truly reign. We pray for all people who are sick. We pray for the lonely. We pray for the dying. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the housebound. We pray for the thirsty, for the hungry. Lord, there are so many needs that we could name before you. But you know, Lord, what they are. You know where they exist. We bring them to you. And we want to thank you for all the organizations and the individuals that work to help people in need. Lord, your people are doing a wonderful job, but we thank you that above all, Lord, you are there to protect us all. And so, Lord, we think of our church, we think of your church throughout the world, Lord, and we pray that the church may grow stronger and stronger. Because, Lord, we want more people to know Jesus as their Saviour. And we know, Lord, that it is your will that all should be saved and none lost. And so, Lord, you've given to us the duty of discipleship, the duty of evangelism, so that we can go and share your love with other people. So whatever we're doing during this coming week, Lord, help us to remember to say a word for you, Lord, and for your love, and for all that you've achieved on the cross of Calvary. We pray for each other, Lord. We pray for our families, for our friends. We pray for those that we're particularly concerned for. You know who they are, Lord. We bring them to you in prayer, and we ask that you would be with them, and that you would be with us. And as we continue in worship now, Lord, we pray that nothing will distract us, but that we might spend this time in your presence, listening to your word and being comforted by your presence. So, Lord, be with us. We ask our prayer in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Shall we say the family prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And so we sing again. I think Beauty for Brokenness, isn't it? Beauty for Brokenness, Hope for Despair. Lord, in our suffering, this is our prayer. Bread for the children, justice, joy, peace. Sunrise to sunset, your kingdom increase. Now over to Brian for the reading.
Finally, all of you be like-minded. Be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you will call, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil, and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and the ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened. For in your heart, revere Christ the Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. For it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Amen.
Jesus is the name we honor. Jesus is the name we praise. Right. I want to share with you, first of all, that this Wednesday, half term, there is an event in the lower car park organised by our community builders, that's right, Helen and her companion, and there's opportunities for people to come and mix, do things like craft. Children must be accompanied by an adult, but also there's going to be display boards with very large A3 size of the porter cabin that we want, both for the outside and the inside, and people will be allowed to go and look, and they can contact us if they want more details. But so this is a way of pushing forward the community centre that we want, and we were asked to do this. We didn't push to have it displayed, so we know we've got the support of people like the community builders, and that is good that they're giving us this opportunity. On Thursday evening at Barton Baptist there is a meeting. We've been meeting every Thursday recently at 7 o'clock. We've been meeting to talk about all the celebrations that will take place in the partnership ward. That means Willows, Barton, Heal and Whatcombe. And there are many things being organised, but I've been asked to organise an open air service to celebrate the Queen's Jubilee, a Thanksgiving service. And we were hoping that was going to take place at St Martin's, but they've said we certainly can't have it on Sunday afternoon. Possibly could have it on Friday, but they're not sure. We can't go on waiting, so we're also looking at the idea of having it at Barton and the outside. I don't know how many people have thought that we would have to keep access to the houses at the back, so that would limit the amount of ground we have. But one thing that is good, and that is that Mount Olive Church, who have a worship trailer, have agreed to use that trailer and to bring their whole group, and they and the pastor at Barton, Chris Fry, want to know what the content is going to be. And so that will come up on Thursday, and Chris Fry is hoping to be at our meeting, and also so is the leader of Mount Olive. So we're getting a bit further along the line, and as soon as we have a place and the definite date, Friday or Sunday afternoon, at the moment it looks like Sunday afternoon at Barton, but anyway, that may be. But as soon as we know that, there will be leaflets going out wide as possible throughout the whole area of those four places. And the way that Helen has put it is the service will be for people of all faiths and none. In other words, everyone will be welcome to come and give thanks for our Queen and for all that she has done. We know that she is a Christian, but we know that she has served everybody, irrespective of their situation. So it's going to be a great day, I look forward to sharing leaflets and more information with you as soon as we can. Now to share what I do truly believe is God's word for us, and that is preparing for the best. In our service for the Lord, we shouldn't be satisfied with half a job, should we? We should be seeking to achieve what is best. And so, looking at that reading that Brian shared with us, 1 Peter 3, verses 8 to 17, I've got 3 points with you, short points, and then we're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. Number one, from verses 8 to 12, work to know and practice Christian love. Work to know and practice, not just love, Christian love. Christian love is more than loving each other. It is having love for everyone. And this means have no hate in our mind or our actions, not control our thoughts, do good, hate evil, work for peace. That's what we've got to be like if we really want to reveal Christian love and practice it in our lives. So let us remember this. It even means false prophets. Remember we were talking about false prophets? Right. Well, we are to love them, but not their behavior. We don't stand for what they say, but as God's people, we love them just the same as God loves them. But we do not take part, we do not echo their beliefs. Number two, we are to also practice the lordship of Christ. And this comes from verses 13 to 15. And the question is quite simple. Is the Lord really Lord of our lives? Is he Lord of all that we do? Not just do we acknowledge he's Lord in some things. Is he really Lord of all our lives? Now, I don't know about you, but it's not easy. I don't find that easy to make sure that he comes first in everything, that he is above all. He is the important thing. He is the one that should direct all that we do, all that we think. Is it true? Is he really Lord of our lives? That's what we should be working towards. In other words, preparing for what is best. And then quickly moving on to number three, we are to maintain a good conscience. A good conscience. Verses 16 to 17. And you know, a good conscience gives us peace in our hearts. If we've got something on our conscience worrying us, we're not going to know peace, are we? We need a good conscience, and that will give us peace. Now, if we are to maintain a good conscience, we must deal with any sin in our lives. We must confess it immediately. And 1 John 1:9 shows that very clearly. But we must also spend time in the Word of God and let in God's light into our lives. Maintain a good conscience. If you want peace in your heart, we must confess what we've done wrong. Do you know, we've got such a forgiving God. We've got such a loving God that why sometimes do we worry and think, oh, I'm scared to tell the Lord what I've done? Don't need to be scared. He loves us. He is a forgiving God. He knows that we are human. He knows that we will make mistakes. But it's good, my friends, to get rid of anything on our conscience and to seek his forgiveness and his peace. At times of difficulty that can come to a church, we must make sure that we cultivate Christian love. Because when difficulties come within a church, we will need one another's help and encouragement as never before. Well, we have faced some difficulties here, haven't we? But we must work together in love. We must encourage and help each other to go over and over again doing what is right in God's sight. So we must also make for a good conscience, because a good conscience, my friends, makes for a strong backbone and a courageous witness. Not always easy to have that courage to witness to people, especially if they take the mickey out of us and laugh at us. But if we've got a good conscience, the Lord will see. And he will give us the words to say. I have to admit that there are times when I've been going to say something to someone and I've gone quiet. And then suddenly I feel that the Lord has given me something. And I know it's not of me. I never knew into my lips. The Lord is good and he will help us in our witness. So the secret is to practice the Lordship of Jesus. If we fear God, we need not fear people. Let me just say that again. If we fear God, we need not fear people. Shame arises from the fear of men, said Samuel Johnson. But he also said, conscience from the fear of God. Shame arises from the fear of men, and conscience from the fear of God. So, finally, how do we fare? How do we look to others? Do others see us as a loving people? Do they see us with a good conscience? And do they see us courageous in our witness? Oh, we can't do it all on our own, but we can do it with God, because with God, all things are possible. Amen. Now we're going to sing, before we take communion, All I Once Held Dear.
Oh,
And so we come to the table. We come to the table because this is what Jesus He asked his disciples to do this in remembrance of him. And it has been our practice in the Christian church to observe this special act of remembrance. So let us pray. God our Father, we thank you that you sent your Son into this world. We thank you for his life, his example. We thank you for his teaching. But Lord, we thank you especially that he was willing to die on the cross of Calvary for us and for our sins. Separated we were from you, and yet Jesus paid the perfect sacrifice. He who was without sin took our sin upon his body. He died, but praise you, O God, he rose again, and he is alive forevermore. But Lord, we remember all that he suffered for us, and so as we take bread and wine this morning, we truly want to do it as a personal act of sacrifice, because this is our remembrance. We remember his sacrifice, and we praise you, O God. Amen. So we know that Jesus took the bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you." This said Jesus, "Do in remembrance of me." We eat the bread as it's served, and we keep the cup until we can all drink together. Jesus died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. And so we take the cup and we remember that this we do in the remembrance of Jesus and his precious blood, shed for us and for many, for the remission of sins. Thank you. raise our glasses and we drink together in remembrance of Jesus. As we leave together today, and as we go to our different homes, Lord, be with us. Give us that peace in our hearts. Be all that we need, but help us most of all to be your true disciples. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right, let's turn to our last song. Thank you. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many things I wonder at your gift of life, and I'm in that place again.
For the cross, my friend.
Join together as we say the grace. Right. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
I'm sorry, I thought you were finished.
It's all right.
Let me go on and go.